Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Welcome to today's episode of Relatable Finance. The topic today is about the economic recovery that hopefully we'll have here pretty shortly. And what we want to discuss is the shape of that recovery. So most people have probably heard about different letters given to what that shape might look like. A V-shaped recovery, a U, a W, there's a whole bunch out there. And what we want to do today is give you a little more information on what that actually means, similar to what we did back in episode 28, where we discussed financial terms that you pretend to know but don't actually know about. So hopefully you gain a little bit more knowledge today about what that recovery might look like and some of those headlines that you're likely seeing out there.
Yeah, so just to clarify, what we're talking about here is if you were to plot overall economic activity on a graph with a line, what would that line look like? How steep would the decline be? And how quick or shallow will the recovery be? And we're going to use different shapes and letters and mathematical equations, apparently, to explain this.
Yeah. So first and foremost, we want to emphasize that when we talk about this recovery, we're talking about the economy. We are not talking about the stock market. The stock market has actually bounced back quite nicely from its lows back in March. But when we're talking about these different shapes, we're talking about the economy as a whole, and the economy still has a ways to go. We likely haven't started recovering quite yet. There's still many, many people without jobs, and that number is adding up week by week. Many businesses are still shut down, and likely all of them won't come back even when the economy does open. And even when the economy does get back to call it normal in terms of everyone being allowed to get back open, it'll likely be a slower process of all of us going back to our normal lives, going to restaurants, going shopping, and doing all those sorts of things.
So yes, the stock market and economy are not the same thing, but they are closely related. At the end of the day, it's corporate earnings that drive stock prices. If the economy is really strong, corporate earnings are likely to be better and therefore justify higher stock prices. The worse the economy, the likely corporate earnings will be negatively impacted or at least uncertain and therefore impact stock prices to the downside. All that being said, markets are forward-looking, so that's why there's a little bit of a disconnect between this. Markets are usually 6 to 9 months ahead of the economy. And in times like we're in right now, where there's dramatic shifts in things that are going on, stimulus measures, how we're moving through the different phases, that's when the stock market can be a little bit more volatile. They are closely related, but they are different. Our discussion today is focused purely on the economic aspects of this and what the shape of the recovery might look like.
All right, so let's get into it with the first shape, which would be, call it the best case scenario, would be a V-shaped recovery. So like Joe said, if you think about plotting this on a graph, the left side of the V is our very quick drop that we saw in economic activity. And if the recovery is also sharp and we get back to normal real quick, that will be the right side of the V. So best case scenario, we saw this happen in the 1950s after World War II, where after the war was done, things quickly got back to normal. It wasn't a slow process. This may or may not be as likely now because it's been a little bit longer than maybe some expected with the amount of time that the economy has been shut down. But there's still some hope that we get back to, call it pre-crisis levels fairly quickly, which would be that V-shaped recovery.
Yeah, so this is what we were hoping for, not only as we recover from this recession, but any recession. If we're able to recover very quickly and rapidly, that's the ideal scenario. And some may say that's a really big if, especially given in the past 8 weeks or so, we've had over 36 million people file for unemployment. That is by far, if you look at it on the graph, that is by far the quickest decline in total amount of jobless claims that we've ever had. So we're in highly uncertain times and trying to pick exactly what this is going to look like at this point in time is a challenging task. I'm sure we'll get a lot more clarity as we continue to move through these phases. I think at this point, a V-shaped recovery is looking a little bit less likely given where we're at, given how long it's lasted, given the phases that we're moving through. But there is some reason to be optimistic here. We've had an unprecedented amount of government stimulus, but not only by the federal government, but by the Federal Reserve. The idea here is to really bridge the gap from before the virus to after, and also to make sure that everyone's able to pay their bills and build as much pent-up demand as possible once this passes. Next, these types of recessions tend to be shorter lived. When I say these types, these are event-driven by an event. Shane mentioned one earlier, right after the World War II. This was obviously caused by us having the social distance in response to the coronavirus. So these event-driven recessions tend to be a little bit shorter lived with a bigger recovery afterwards. And finally, a lot of these workers that have been furloughed are likely to be rehired, probably not all 36 million, but I think a bigger portion than we saw in prior recessions. So there are some reasons to be optimistic.
Yeah, so maybe a little bit more likely than the V, and not as good for all of us, but still a pretty decent outcome would be a U-shaped recovery. So again, just think about that U. We had the very quick drop down, but think of that right side of the U, where we're still coming back, getting back to normal. It's just not happening as quickly as that V-shaped recovery. And we had a U-shaped recovery back in the 1970s here in the U.S., and this could be more likely now because of the possible slow reopening of the economy. If that is a process that, you know, things start to open and it takes a little bit of an adjustment period, we may get back to normal relatively quick, but maybe just not as quick as we would want and what the V-shaped recovery would imply.
Yeah, so I think, you know, the odds on favorite right now, as we said at this point, would be the U-shaped recovery. As Shane mentioned, the phases that we're working through, state and local governments are gradually starting to reopen their economies. That may not happen as quick as we had hoped. It may not. We're not really sure because everyone's going back to normal and how quickly will the virus spread. But I do think that the healthcare industry is a little bit more on alert, given that we're going through these phases, that the virus is likely to spread, but not as quickly as if we all went back to normal right away. So that's going to cause a little bit of a delay in economic growth. But I think once we get through all of those phases, the economy should start to recover rather quickly. I think at this point, you know, the U is more likely than the V or the other types of scenarios we may discuss.
Yep, I would agree. Next in the line would be a W-shaped recovery. So the W-shaped recovery starts out looking like a V. We go down, we start coming back up, but then we go back down again. And some people refer to this as a double dip recession because it's kind of those two different drops, you know, a couple steps forward, one step back. We saw this back in the early 1980s. We saw this W-shaped, this double dip recession. And maybe one circumstance where this could occur now is if the economy opens up, we start to see some improvement. And let's say we did get what some people are starting to talk about, a second wave of the virus. Say we got that in the fall or later on this year, and that would be a situation where we'd have to stop economic activity again. That could be one way where we could get more of a W-shaped recovery during the current times.
Yeah, we really want to try and avoid this type of situation. W-shaped recovery would not be ideal, but it's certainly possible. We're not necessarily sure how quickly the virus is going to spread as we continue to work through these phases. Do we need to shut the economy down again if we do have a second wave or a bigger wave in the fall? I think that that's highly debatable at this time. I do think, though, that the healthcare industry is much more prepared than they were earlier this year before all this really happened. So that's a positive. We're also going through different phases, which is gradually going to work through these different scenarios. So I think it'll, you know, work back to gradually, which will prevent a huge second wave. It's obviously going to be more cases, but maybe not a huge increase at one time to overwhelm the healthcare system. And I think the risks out there are kind of well known, and those who are at most risk can continue to stay home, work remotely, do the things they need to do to socially distance. So again, it's we're still at the beginning phases of this, and to make a precise call is challenging. W-shaped recovery is not what we desire. It's certainly possible. But I think given the phases and the things that we're trying to do in the healthcare industry, we should be able to avoid this.
Lastly, which is kind of the worst case scenario, would be an L-shaped recovery, or some people are calling it a hockey stick recovery. And in this case, we have the very quick drop like we've seen, and then we just have a very, very long, slow growth to get back to that normal, if we even did get back to the normal. So this would be possibly a very long recession. Some people may even call it a depression if it goes long enough. Japan saw this back in the 1990s. They call it the lost decade because they basically had no growth. And this would be a very, very bad situation where we may not even get back to the economic levels that we saw, you know, just 6 months ago. Not as likely as some of the other ones, we don't think, but this would definitely be a scenario where it would not be good for any of us.
Yes, well, we definitely want to avoid this to any extent that we can. And that's really why there's been so much stimulus out there. The stimulus that we've had is really unprecedented. If we try to compare what's going on now relative to the financial crisis in 2008-09, we've had a lot more stimulus in terms of the amount. Not only was it larger in terms of the amount, but it was much quicker and better targeted. Really, the intent of this stimulus is to try and bridge the gap and try to boost the economy once we're able to get through this. The fear is that we do, as Shane mentioned, become Japan, which has roughly a decade of lost growth. That's a really challenging situation to try and get your economy out of. To give you a little brief example, if you go to buy a car for, let's say, $20,000, and you go get ready to finish buying the car, and you think, well, hey, why am I going to buy it now when, 12 months from now, I can buy it for maybe $19,000 instead of $20,000, so you just wait a year. And then you get the next year, and you say, well, hey, well, if I just wait another year, now it's going to be $18,000 next year. That's a deflationary environment. That's what Japan is in, and that's a tough, challenging situation to get out of. We want to avoid that to any extent that we can, and that's really why there's been so much stimulus at the onset of this to try and prevent that scenario from happening.
Yeah, so just to wrap up today's episode, most likely we'll see some combination of everything we just went over. So whether it's the V, the U, the W, whatever the case is, it's likely to be some form of those. So we just wanted to make sure we lay out kind of what those actually mean, making sure you understand this is the economy we're talking about, not the stock market. And we will see. I mean, there's still a lot of uncertainty like currently in this environment, but we'll see what type of actual recovery we do get, and just hoping that it's one of the better shapes and not something like the hockey stick or the L. So thank you for listening to this episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email us at podcast@provwealth.com. And follow us on Twitter @FinancePodcast.
Provenance Wealth Advisors is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Provenance Wealth Advisors and Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Any opinions are those of Relatable Finance Podcast and PWA, and not necessarily those of Raymond James. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecasts will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but Raymond James does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision. It does not constitute a recommendation. Investment involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected. Diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Investing involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Raymond James does not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professional. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Future investment performance cannot be guaranteed, and investment yields will fluctuate with market conditions. Any examples given in the podcast are for illustration purposes only. Actual investor results will vary.